So when it all gets to be too much, which it does sometimes, how do you react? What do you do? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to today's episode of Fresh. To tell you the truth, I've had a very tough few weeks. Lots of travel, hopping across time zones, the pressure to write and record and deliver on time, meeting after meeting. Look, your situation, of course, is different, but you know the sort of thing that I'm talking about. You've been through it too, racing here, racing there. It's all good stuff, helping other people and all, but it takes its toll on your body, your soul, and your spirit. You get it, right? So at the end of yet another long day interstate, I had a 2-hour flight back home again. I'd planned to read a good book, something uplifting, but I was just too tired. So I popped the headphones on my ears, turned on the music player on my smartphone, and soaked up some worship music. And you know, in that short time, the Lord soothed my spirit. He breathed life into my soul. He rested me and restored me so deeply. I can't begin to tell you. I stepped off that plane as fresh as a daisy when I should have been wrung out like a dish rag. Maybe that's why the Apostle Paul wrote this. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 and 19. Be filled with the Spirit. Encourage each other with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your hearts to the Lord. Life has a way of draining the life out of you. Have you noticed? And at those times, God wants you to be filled with the Holy Spirit, His Holy Spirit. Sing, make music in your heart to the Lord, and He will restore your soul. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Listen to me. God wants to restore you too. That's why I'd love to drop a short, fresh devotional right in your inbox each day. So if you'd like to receive these words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement, just head over to ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the fresh devotional right at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com.